January 14th, Blessed Odoric Matiusi of Pordenone. Confessor, First Order. Odoric was born of noble parents in the year 1265 at Pordenone in Friuli. He entered the Franciscan order in the convent at Udine when he was only 15 years old. He felt himself called by God to be a missionary, and so prepared himself for his vocation by a strict life of penance, intimate union with God in solitude, and earnest application to study. Ordained a priest, he labored as a zealous and forceful preacher of penance. The people came from great distances to hear his sermons, and through him to be reconciled to God in the tribunal of penance. But soon his vast field of labor no longer satisfied his burning zeal. He was desirous of winning souls for God in the distant countries, and if God so wished it, even to shed his blood for Christ. In 1296, he went as a missionary to the Balkan Peninsula, and then to the Mongols in southern Russia. In the year 1314, he sailed for the Orient. From Constantinople, he crossed the Black Sea and landed at Trebizond, whence he traveled and preached in Armenia, Media, and Persia. In all these countries, the Franciscans had founded mission centers. With an Irish confrere, Friar James, he sailed to India and the islands of Ceylon, Sumatra, and Java. He then pushed forward to China, and preaching Christ crucified as he went his way, he finally arrived at the capital, Kambalek, now called Peiping. There he met the great apostle of China, the Franciscan Friar John of Monte Corvino, who had been appointed Archbishop of Kambalek in 1307. After 3 years of fruitful labor in Kambalek, Odoric resolved to go to Europe and submit a report of his 15 years of apostolic labor to the then reigning pontiff, John XXII, in the hope of securing fresh recruits for the apostolate. He traveled through China and Central Asia and returned to Italy in the year 1330, 65 years old and emaciated by incessant toil and sufferings of various kinds, so that none of his brethren recognized him. Reaching Pisa, he fell ill, and, as has been recorded, it was revealed to him that he should go to his native town and repair to the convent at Udine. At Padua, he rested several days, and at the command of his superiors, dictated an account of his apostolic journeys to Brother William. In this account, the humble son of St. Francis says nothing of the hardships and dangers that he encountered, but his associates report that he suffered torment from evil spirits and wicked men, from wild animals, from hunger and thirst, and from heat and cold. Once he was seized by cruel heathens and tortured nigh unto death, when our Savior and the Blessed Virgin appeared to him, consoling and strengthening him. Having arrived at Udine after a wearisome journey, Odoric patiently awaited death in the convent where he had once received the holy habit. After making a general confession and receiving the last sacraments, he departed this laborious life and entered into eternal rest on January 14th, 1331. Moved by the many miracles that were wrought at the tomb of the great missionary, Pope Benedict XIV, in the year 1775, approved the veneration which had been paid to Blessed Odoric. And in the year 1881, the city of Pordenone erected a magnificent memorial to its distinguished son. Concerning the missions. Consider how pleasing to God must have been the labor and exertion of Blessed Odoric as he brought the light of the faith to so many nations and led them to the bosom of the church, which alone could bring them salvation. Without faith it is impossible to please God and to be saved. Hebrews 11:6. If your heavenly Father had so great a desire for the salvation of souls, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to enlighten them who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, how pleasing to him must be the labors of apostolic men who continue the work of our divine Savior. They are doing what Christ himself commissioned the apostles to do in his parting words to them. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. Oh, happy calling to cooperate in God's work of leading souls to heaven. Would you not like to cooperate in such work? Consider how this cooperation can be put into effect. The Catholic Church has not only sent out missionaries at all times, but she has established an official department for the propagation of the faith, which supervises all such activity. For its purposes, vast financial assistance is needed in order to support the missions in distant countries, and all those whom God has blessed with temporal goods can lend their cooperation. The Department of Evangelization accepts, through the bishops and the priests, the gifts and bequests of the faithful towards spreading the faith, in order to apply them where they are most needed. One can cooperate in the holy work of the missions by easy, regular donations. Have you utilized such opportunities according to your means? But more necessary than the financial aid is the special grace of God for the propagation of the faith, and everybody can help to obtain that grace from God by his prayers and by offering up his hardships. Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, who entertained an ardent desire for the conversion of souls, offered up all her prayers and mortifications for the purpose, and she received from God the assurance that she cooperated in the salvation of more unbelievers than Saint Francis Xavier had baptized. So you too can cooperate daily in the spreading of the faith by your daily prayers and by offering up the difficulties you must suffer daily in your state of life. Prayer of the Church. O God, who in order to lead the nations of the East to the bosom of the Church, didst equip blessed Odoric with invincible strength of soul, graciously look upon all those who are still blinded by the deceptions of hell, that by his glorious merits they may be delivered from their darkness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Odoric of Pordenone, pray for us. Thank you.